U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is touring Asia to drum up support for a unified front against North Korea. He stopped briefly today in South Korea. 2 months ago, North Korea killed four South Koreans in a missile strike. Last March, the North allegedly sank a South Korean warship, killing 46 people. South Korea is now beefing up its army and ramping up recruitment efforts. But there's at least one group of men who military recruiters are staying away from, North Korean defectors. From Seoul, Jason Strother explains.
A man in a gray jumpsuit, wearing a paper mask of North Korean ruler Kim Jong-il, is tied loosely with rope. He leans against a post. Several men in camouflage fatigues wield plastic rifles. They take aim and fire. This was a mock execution put on by the North Korea People's Liberation Front, a group of former North Korean soldiers who defected to the South. One member, Lee Chol-soo, a 10-year veteran of the North's army, says he'd like to trade in his toy gun for a real one. Lee says that after 60 years of dictatorship, the only way North Korea can become free is to execute Kim Jong-il. Another member, 40-year-old Park Dae-guk, agrees. He was once in charge of political education within the North's military ranks. He says North Korean soldiers have a strong psychological advantage over their South Korean counterparts.
예, 북한은 솔직히 말해서 군부뿐 아니라
North Koreans have a real fighting spirit, Park says. They all think that the U.S. and South Korea are their enemies and that the North can beat them in any war. Park says he doesn't think that type of spirit exists here in South Korea. But Park and the other members of the Liberation Front want to help the South Korean military overcome that deficit. Last month, they sent a request to the South Korean government to allow them to form their own army division. They say they can train South Korean soldiers to fight better against the North, and if war breaks out, they want to be sent to the front. South Korea's Ministry of Defense declined to be interviewed for this story, but a spokesman says the government is reviewing the group's proposal. Andre Lankov is a North Korea analyst at Seoul's Gukmin University. He says in the past, both Koreas trained defectors to infiltrate enemy lines. But he says times have changed, and there are at least two good reasons these North Korean defectors should not be armed.
One is that the creation of such a group, especially if it's publicized to some extent, it will be seen by the North Koreans as a provocation, and indeed this is a provocation. Second, if you arm these people, most of whom are ideologically motivated and probably quite selfless people who have nothing to lose, and who are determined to fight for their cause, well, you will create a loose cannon.
Lankov adds that the Ministry of Defense is probably also concerned that these defectors could be spies. The men and women of the North Korea People's Liberation Front salute the South Korean flag as the national anthem plays at the rally. Defector Park Dae-guk says he thinks serving again as soldiers is the best way for northern refugees to prove themselves loyal to the South. Many South Koreans are suspicious of us, Park says. They think we betrayed our government before, so maybe we might do that again. We're in a desperate situation, so that's why we want to go to the front lines. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.